Jamie Waldron is an assistant professor of biology and a conservation biologist. As a Marshall University student, she took part in studies looking at salamanders. That research took her to South Carolina, where she gradually looked at reptiles and then rattlesnakes.
I did research for my dissertation at Clemson University, and I never stopped, kind of got obsessed with it. But they're fascinating creatures, horribly misunderstood. They're really not that scary. Don't get me wrong, you should respect them, but they're not out to get you. They try to avoid people.
Waldron's newest research project will allow her and a team of researchers to continue looking at eastern diamondback rattlesnakes at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot at Parris Island in Beaufort County, South Carolina. There she'll look at effects of military land use on the rattlesnakes. The Marine Corps often changes the base's landscaping for various training exercises. The Corps wants the research done to try to prevent any encounters with the rattlesnakes, while also making sure they're not threatening the eastern diamondback population. She says what they found is unique.
So they wanted to monitor them to make sure there wouldn't be conflicts. So it started out with mark recapture surveys. You're like, wow, they had a good population of diamondbacks. Why aren't there conflicts? There's never been a bite on the island, and there really aren't a lot of conflicts. And as it turns out, the rattlesnakes are really good at avoiding people, even though there are a lot of people. We're not exactly sure the details about the mechanism and how they're so good at avoiding people. We're trying to figure that out now.
Due to declining numbers and widespread loss of habitat, the species of eastern diamondbacks are under review for possible protection under the Endangered Species Act. So the question is, how does she and her team catch one? The answer is, very carefully.
The way we catch them is we encourage them to go in this long, clear plastic tube. And they think it's a hole. They're escaping. And you put it on the ground and you kind of touch them on their tail. Sometimes that doesn't work. It's an art to get them in a tube sometimes.
Waldron has been studying the area since 2008, but the most recent $87,800 grant from the U.S. Department of the Army allows her and a team of researchers to continue to track the snakes. For the study, Waldron says they'll conduct mark recapture surveys and use radio telemetry to monitor free-ranging diamondbacks over a period of 2 years. They will also monitor the vegetation associated with how the Marine uses the land. Waldron says the eastern diamondback can't be found in West Virginia, but timber rattlesnakes can be found here. The eastern diamondback's habitat is in the southeastern part of the U.S. along the coast of North Carolina down through Florida and along the Gulf Coast, including on several U.S. Department of Defense installations. Waldron says their research will be used in different ways.
So far, we haven't detected any negative effect of training operations on eastern diamondback rattlesnakes. Good, right? Check. Now, with any changes that might occur to training operations or habitat use, is that going to affect the rattlesnakes, which they're now a candidate species? So the application is all management-driven, management of training operations and management of natural resources.
Waldron says the results will be used by other military bases on the East Coast and along the Gulf in how they deal with the snakes and their training practices. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.